It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Well, it certainly is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and this Black Friday marks the beginning of that festive period for many people. I've been out and about visiting businesses around Ennis, but first of all, I spoke to the CEO of Ennis Chamber, Margaret O'Brien, about how local businesses feel about Black Friday.
I think it really has been a mixed bag, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Rebecca. So some are, some aren't. Some offered some discounts early in November, they tell me, and they ran their own promotions throughout the month in the lead up, rather than focusing too much on today being the day. So they really did just sort of bite off chunks to suit themselves. I know the feeling at the moment is that the ones that did offer some discount in early November think they probably did the right thing and that they did attract a fair bit of business. So they feel that they did the right thing by doing that. I think at the moment, this week is proving very difficult. Everybody's had their mind focused about, hardly any growth next year. That kind of concern about, where we're going, how much disposable income will there be. And it's not just the costs and the overheads now, it's a bigger picture, because I think a lot of people are beginning to mention that R word, that it might be looming or we're getting very close to it. So I think the concern of a lot of our members is they're a bit concerned about the amount of disposable income people have. They still think people will go out and shop pre-Christmas. It's not like they were going to do all their shopping today because there might have been some discount. They'll wait for the mood to start. We have the lights going on in Ennis this evening, and that's a conscious decision, has been for a few years, that the Christmas lights go on Black Friday to make sure that we get some footfall into Ennis. So that's important as well. I think generally, a lot of the businesses are thinking, they've just got to wait and see. And they've got to see how it goes. And I think maybe closer to Christmas, some of them may decide to do a little bit of discounting before Christmas. But again, it's a wait and see.
You mentioned already the footfall that will be drawn into Ennis from the lights being turned on this evening. So that's the important pinnacle here, is the importance of coming in and supporting local. So if you are deciding to take part in Black Friday, make it a Green Friday, as they say.
Yeah. And, I always say, if you look around the playing fields in Clare, you don't see many kids wearing Amazon emblazoned logos on their jerseys. The businesses that support local communities are local businesses. And I think, like in recent years, this is another year to really think about that. If you want to support, if you want to basically, round that circle and join the dots, then I think, you've got to understand that you can only keep your towns alive. Your towns can only be as good as you want them to be if you support them.
I made my way to Upper Market Street next, where I caught up with owner of Mannix Menswear, Padraig Hawke.
We do our best every year to embrace this sale, as I call it. It's a sale and celebration, I suppose, before Christmas. So this year it's difficult. Yes, it's very difficult this year because we're dealing with 3 price hikes in most of our products this year, which we soaked up ourselves and didn't put on to the customer. So we're dealing with that first of all, and now we got to come along and give discount. Hard, but we're doing it anyhow. We like to keep up with everybody else and keep up with the big boys, and so we have to. So my staff are working hard at the moment, trying to get everything in line for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be doing our thing. Hope it keeps our customers happy. We're doing what we can anyhow, yeah, at the moment, yeah.
And do you think that locals will embrace shopping here on Black Friday? Many people are tempted to go online or shop on your American or European retailers, because I suppose the American retailers are what started this all off. How important is it for customers to remember to go to their local stores on Black Friday?
Well, you know yourself, Innes, just after winning the friendliest town and shopping experience in the country, and we are that for a long time, so hopefully all the locals will say, listen, we have to go to our friendliest town. So that's one big thing for us at the moment. Listen, the big kilometres will always be there. They always were there. So it was just, I know with the age of social media and everything else, it has changed a lot. But I still think we have that little bit extra when it comes to shopping. We have the friendly atmosphere. The town is looking, starting to look good with lights and everything. So we have that on our back. So here, hoping that everyone's coming to support us. We're trying to keep all the people under our roofs busy and working and in jobs. So I hope to think about that when they going out to Gip, go shopping and to make a friendly experience for everybody.
Do you think that the buy-in is there, particularly since the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a huge push for supporting local businesses. Do you think that's still persisted?
Yeah, COVID was the kick-off to all this, and we had a great bounce after COVID. We did suffer during COVID, and stock-wise and resale-wise like that, big time, all right? But look, we came back. We'll always be there. We'll keep fighting. It's our thing. I hope the people have always supported us. It's been great. Like the locals here have been fantastic. Innes has been fantastic, and all around the countryside, every parish comes to Innes to shop and keeps it all local. It's fantastic. Yeah, and we're hoping it's going to stay that way. Hello Friday.
Next, I crossed the road and paid a visit to Sinead Pine in Cornucopia to see how she felt about Black Friday.
We're definitely taking part. I think it's kind of expected as well, to be honest about it. Now, there does seem to be quite a lot of businesses do have a promotion on for Black Friday today. But it's very important as well, you know, to keep the money local, to try and keep the money in town, you know. So we're definitely having the Black Friday promotion.
And what does it actually mean to shop local? Because to me, if you say shop local, perhaps I might only think of the business I'm supporting. I mightn't think of what that business in turn supports or who it supports, because that means jobs locally as well.
Absolutely. I think there's a very strong narrative actually this year of shopping locally and keeping the money in town. Obviously, when you spend locally, you're putting the money back into the community. You're keeping your friends and your family in jobs as well. Also, I mean, the local businesses, like, they'll go that little bit extra for you. They'll go the extra mile for you. I mean, you can come in here, like, you can have the chat, you can put something on deposit, you can pay away at it, you can pick it up, we will gift wrap it for you. If it doesn't suit, we'll take it back off you, no problem at all, after Christmas. Also, I mean, I would have given out this year loads and loads of spot prizes, vouchers for raffles and stuff like that, to my daughter's school, to various other different schools, to charities and institutions. Amazon won't do that for you. Argos won't do that for you, you know, so keep it local.
That's the thing, because when people think of Black Friday, I suppose it started in America. It's crept in over the past, particularly the past 5 years, I would say it's crept into here in Ireland. But people maybe perhaps go there first because that's their first association. So how would you incentivize them to say, you know, my first association should be Black Friday means I go to my local shop?
Well, I suppose the fact that we have the promotion, you know, and obviously we have advertised it and stuff like that. So just to try and kind of encourage people. Now, obviously, we're doing that in our social media platforms and stuff, but just to try and encourage people to keep it local. Now, as I said to you, the narrative does seem to be very, very strong this year. We've had loads of people in saying not shopping online. And actually, interestingly enough, there was something on the news, I think, yesterday about credit card fraud for all these massive Black Friday promotions online. So when you have to weigh that up, like, as well, you know, nobody wants to get stung, get their card wiped out, you know.
It's an interesting point, and it's good to hear that the local support is there, because it has been a challenging few years for businesses. It's almost, things seem to be getting better for a brief moment after the COVID pandemic, and then things have reverted back to maybe a place we didn't expect to be in at this Christmas. So how vital is it given that situation?
It is totally and utterly vital. I completely agree with you. I mean, we thought after COVID, after the lockdowns, that there would be no more bad news. But obviously then there was the Ukraine, there was the energy bills going up, all that kind of thing. So it's definitely it's definitely tricky. It's definitely challenging. And we so, so appreciate the support. So please, guys, shop local this Christmas. I just got
it. Finally, I stopped off at Shodine on O'Connell Street and caught up with owner Maureen Harrison.
Here at Shodine today, we decided to go ahead with the Black Friday. We know that the Christmas lights are being turned on this year, and we just wanted to have something special for the people when they come into the town.
And how important is it to draw those people in and have that local support?
Well, it's very important. We need the local people to support Shodine, because I constantly strive to keep the shops in good condition, and also to design our own jewellery and make our own jewellery. But people must remember that we are employing local staff and giving work to local staff. So really it's all about getting the support from the community.
It's a wider circular, isn't it? Because people don't necessarily always think about their purchases. They think about what they want and the price of it. But there's so much more that goes on beyond that. As you mentioned, you know, you have all of the overheads, all of the locals, all of the other suppliers, for example, and then the staff as well. You've perhaps people getting their first job or their first Christmas job, etc.
Oh, exactly. I employ a lot of young girls, especially at Christmas time, for the work. So without local support, without people coming into Ennis and supporting Ennis, we really, you know, your business is hard to survive. But if people do support us, do follow us, do get behind us, it's a great help.